Text, Hallmark Channel presents All of My Heart, The Wedding at Emily's Country Inn, Goats Frolic in the Yard. Text, A Better Road Productions 3 in Front Street Pictures Production. Lacey Chabert. Brennan Elliott. In the kitchen, Jenny flips pancakes. Brian greets guests seated at dining room tables.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Fucking pancakes.
The house specialty. You know, I just love cooking according to the seasons, especially this season, because I'm going to be a fall bride.
Is that a thing?
Well, it's a thing to me. And really, it's just the most gorgeous time of the year.
Actually, gorgeous is looking into those eyes the rest of my life.
Jenny and Brian kiss.
And eating very well.
And laughing a lot.
You know, this is the next chapter. Sign me up.
Oh, I can't believe the wedding is just 2 months away. I mean, there's just so much to do. We got to do the flowers and the cake.
Uh-huh. Oh, hold the thought, babe.
He picks up the phone.
Emily's Country Inn. Yes. When were you planning on arriving? Well, I don't know if I can promise you romance, but I am the proprietor and I'm getting married. All right, Mrs. Morgan, we'll see you then. All right, safe travels. Bye. You know, it's interesting. Every time someone makes a reservation, they always mention the review in Susan Berry's travel blog.
What she said was true. I mean, people who stay here leave a little bit happier and some even find love.
Right. Yeah, you know, like Gabby and I.
Yeah, just like you guys.
Okay, look, if we get overbooked, I'll go stay at Tommy's and you can rent out my room.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I mean, we could use the extra cash. The wedding is costing so much.
Well, I know, because you've, invited half the town.
Well, I just want everyone to share the joy I feel.
And who doesn't need to feel a little more joy? And carbs. Right? I'm taking one for the road. Double dipping.
In the yard.
Gabby! Lucy! No, come here. Come here. Ricky, stay. Come here. Lucy?
I don't think goats stay.
Huh?
I don't think goats actually stay.
Okay, here you go. I'm goat herding.
Right.
You too? What's that, honey?
All right, so we have to choose a wedding invitation.
Okay. Oh!
I don't know. I think I've narrowed it down to these three.
Okay, here.
What do you think?
Grab Ricky for me.
Hi. Of course. Right.
What do you think, Wiggle Ricky? I like that one.
Okay.
That one's nice, too. Honey, I like them all. You decide.
No, I can't decide. That's why I'm asking you.
Gabby, I need your expert advice on which one you like. Which one? This one? That one? How about this one? Anyone? Anybody?
Lucy
likes this one.
Good job, Lucy.
There you go. Okay, that's the one. Awesome. Thanks, Gabby.
Is that the one, Lucy?
Okay.
Clearly, I've made some great choices.
Goatly expertise.
Lucy munches on an invitation. Jenny and Brian walk under a tree.
I got it. What about under this tree?
You know, in my my storybook wedding fantasy. Never mind. It's already
no,
perfect.
No, you've already started. More perfect would be.
More perfect would be a gazebo.
Gazebo, huh? Well, then I guess it looks like I will have to build my bride a gazebo.
Oh. Really?
Yes. I mean, I didn't say it was symmetrical or anything. It'll make for a happy marriage.
Yeah, if it lasts through the ceremony.
Come on. Love me, love my toolbox.
I know, I should put that in my vows.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Right here. This is what I want to make you my wife.
This is it?
They smile.
Maybe we should practice the kiss.
Maybe.
Brian holds Jenny's face in his hands. They kiss. As the kiss ends, she smiles up at him.
Pretty good.
Just pretty good?
Pretty good.
Will it be better if I build you a gazebo?
You don't actually have to build it.
You kidding me? I'm going to keep talking.
In the dining room.
You invited the mailman?
Okay, I know, but he's going to be delivering the invitations. I didn't want him to feel left out. He's such a nice man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Brian answers his phone.
Hey, Harry, what's up?
Oh,
yeah, Jenny says hi.
Tell her to save me one of those scones.
You got it.
Hey, I finally closed on that condo.
Congrats, buddy. It's great. They ask so many questions.
It's kind of weird looking at your life on paper like that.
Lives alone, single, no pets.
I mean, it kind of makes me sound lonely or something.
Are you?
What? No. Consider yourself lucky that you inherited that house and all that came with it.
Oh, I certainly am.
Except for the goats.
That much contentment I cannot handle. Oh, hey, I gotta run to a meeting to pay for my fancy new address.
Congrats again.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Brian puts his phone down. He knits his brows. Then, he stands and walks toward the kitchen. Jenny pours coffee.
You know, Harry just closed this deal and got himself a condo to celebrate.
Really? Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. You know, I was just wondering how many innkeepers got their MBAs from Wharton. Just want to make sure I'm using my bottom line sensibility.
Where is this going?
I was thinking maybe I'd build a company, you know, instead of trading on Wall Street all the time. I mean, come on, Jenny's Home Baked, it's got a great product. All it needs is a little more exposure.
So I bake it, you sell it?
I think we make a great team.
I think this is a great idea.
Better get to those phones and start making some calls.
At a bridal shop, Jenny tries on gowns.
I think you're gonna love this one.
Oh, I love all of them. That's the problem. I can't decide.
It's wedding fever. It'll pass.
I hope not.
I've been to so many weddings, I think I've lost count. Always a bridesmaid is my middle name.
Your turn's coming, Casey. Casey, I think this is the one.
Are we talking about the groom or the dress?
Both.
Casey smiles.
Okay, let's see it.
Jenny steps out from behind a curtain. The strapless gown has a lace skirt. Jenny and Casey smile at each other.
I love it.
I'll need to hem it, but it really is lovely on you.
I'm afraid to ask the price.
Oh, it's a wedding present from your maid of honor.
I can't let you do that.
It's already a done deal.
The shop clerk holds Casey's credit card.
I don't even know what to say.
You say I do, and Brian does too, and then we all eat cake.
Thank you. Just thank you.
Jenny and Casey hug. Then, Jenny poses in front of a mirror.
I look like a bride. The prettiest one I've ever seen.
Jenny grins. A sign reads, Emily's Country Inn. Flowers bloom on a trellis. A woman steps into the yard, then walks along the garden on a stone path. Near the front door, Jenny picks up a goat. She pets the goat, then looks up and notices the woman.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
Meg, Riley.
Meg smiles.
I was just looking around.
Were you hoping for a room at the inn? Because we actually just had a cancellation.
You own the house?
Yeah, with my fiancé, Brian. He's just in town. He's actually buying some lumber because we're building a gazebo for our wedding.
Meg nods.
Yes. I'd like a room at the inn.
Great. Follow me.
Jenny smiles.
I see you have goats.
We actually have four now. This is little Ricky. Come on in. Gabby, say hello to our new guest.
Meg carefully avoids the goats as she walks toward the house. She follows Jenny up the steps.
Come on in.
They walk into the dining room. Meg closes the door.
How old is the house?
Oh, it's over 100 years old. Yeah, it needed a lot of work when we first got here. We've actually done a lot of remodeling.
You and your fiancé?
Yes. We each inherited half of the house from Emily. We didn't even know each other, and now we're getting married.
Half the house?
Yeah, she left it to my mother's Aunt Madge and the caretaker who looked after the property.
And you never met Emily?
No. I wish I had. She's given me so much.
Yes, I mean the house and all this land. How big is the property?
It's about 20 acres. It's a beautiful place to just walk around and fall in love with nature.
I'll have to try that.
You should. In the meantime, here is your room. Please make yourself at home. And I will, I'll just be in the kitchen there. I'm gonna do some baking, so let me know if you need anything.
I will.
Okay.
Meg peers around the bedroom. On the bed, a pillowcase reads, Welcome. She blinks as she stares at the bed. In town, bright autumn leaves cover trees. Brian pulls up outside of the general store. He parks his truck on the street outside the store. Then, he climbs out. Other townspeople walk along the street. Inside the store, Tommy jots a note on a clipboard.
Look, a gazebo is pretty ambitious. Even for somebody who knows what they're doing.
Well, let's just hope it's sturdy enough, you know, to hold your height and weight.
Tommy smiles.
Tommy, I want you to be my best man.
I'd be honored.
Tommy hugs Brian.
Come here. Oh, okay, all right. Easy, I need that. I'm building a gazebo.
Come on,
right? It's about time you're my best man. I mean, you know, I've come a long way. Right?
Yeah, well, I wish I could say as much for your carpentry.
That's a low blow.
Look, I'm going to help you build a gazebo. It'll be my wedding present to you and Jenny.
Really? Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I feel like I owe you. You know, if Susan hadn't stayed at the inn, I never would have met her.
Is she going to be your date for the wedding?
She's my date for everything.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, we were about to have lunch.
Oh, there she
Hi,
is.
Brian.
Hey. How you doing?
It's good, how are you?
Susan, I have to thank you. On behalf of Jenny and I, that blog that you wrote about the inn is the gift that just, keeps on giving. So
oh, good. I thought it was just a regular old B&B on my fall itinerary, but that charming inn casts a romantic spell.
That's a good thing I happen to be hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're pretty hard to miss there, bud. Good to see you. Can I grab that?
Yep.
Thank you. Enjoy your lunch.
Yep.
I'm Go going back. To get wood.
To the left.
In the yard.
Okay, we get this side.
Okay, so the Duncan's checked out.
Okay.
We have a new guest, Meg.
All right.
Who?
Her name's Meg. She was walking around the yard, and I don't know, she kind of has all these questions about the house.
Well, maybe she's looking for her own B&B, and she's just checking out the competition.
I don't know. Something feels off. Anyway.
Well, listen, I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of research about selling baked goods. We need to land ourselves another coffee shop franchise like Premichino's.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. I love it.
You know how you were talking about the inn being the perfect little B&B and D, bed and breakfast and dinner?
Yeah. I mean, come on, the dining room could be its own little restaurant, right?
Maybe we should try that after the wedding.
Yeah. We can promote Jenny's home baked and vice versa.
Jenny looks down.
There's one more thing I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, come on. I don't like the look on that face. I know you. Please tell me you didn't invite somebody else away.
It's who we didn't invite. There's no family. I mean, my parents are gone. I wish more than anything they could be here. But, Brian, your dad is still around. He should be there.
Jenny...
I know, but a wedding is, it's a perfect way to reconnect.
It's been too long, all right? I mean, after he remarried, everything went downhill, and Helen and I, we never got along. And I heard through the grapevine they're getting a divorce, so...
Okay, so that's even more reason to reach out.
Honey, I haven't spoken to my dad in over 2 years. And when I was a kid, all I cared about was stocks and bonds. Not me, so... What do we have in common?
Maybe you should call and find out.
Brian looks down, then turns and walks away. Jenny stands in the yard. In Meg's bedroom, Meg picks up her phone from the bed. She faces the bed and takes a photo. She crosses the dining room and walks to a staircase. On the stairs, she takes photos of the dining room. In the yard, she takes more photos. She runs away from the goat herd. At the bakery, Casey steps away from the counter.
Okay. Hi.
Jenny smiles at Vern.
Hi.
He smiles back.
Here comes the bride.
Can I interest you in one of these?
You bet.
All right, well, that Danish comes with a request.
I'm listening.
I want you to give me away at the wedding.
Me?
Vern peers at Jenny.
Oh.
A smile spreads over his face as he looks around the bakery.
Wow.
He nods at her with a grin.
I think I'm up for it.
Thank you. That really means a lot.
I'll probably have to buy a new suit. And it'll cost you a few more Danish.
Oh, all you can eat. Thank you, Vern.
He rubs the back of her hand. At the inn, Brian picks up his phone and dials.
Hello.
Hey, Dad, how are you?
I'm happy to hear from my son.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to start off by just saying I'm sorry what happened to you and Helen.
That's generous of you to say. I know the two of you didn't get along. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than Greenwich this time of the year.
Except Bucks County.
Are you on vacation?
No, Dad, I inherited a house from Mom's side of the family. I moved in, I fell in love, and I decided to leave Wall Street.
Why on earth would you do that?
Now, Dad, I know we've been distant, the last couple of years, so I don't even know how to tell you this, because I'm sure you're going to disapprove.
I'm certainly surprised.
I'm getting married, and I want you to come to the wedding.
Well, why would you leave the city?
Because we turned our house into a bed and breakfast.
Are you an innkeeper now?
Yeah, Dad, I'm an innkeeper, and Jenny and I really enjoy it.
I take it she's the bride-to-be.
She's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Of course I'll come to your wedding.
I'm glad I called.
I've missed you very much.
Brian knits his brows and blanks.
You too. I'll send out the invite in the morning.
Look forward to it. Bye, son.
Bye.
Brian hangs up and stares at his phone. In the kitchen, Jenny washes dishes.
So, I called my father.
He smiles.
How'd it go?
Well, it was a little strained at first, like it always is, but I think it ended pretty well. He's coming to the wedding.
That was the right thing to do.
No. Marrying you is the right thing to do.
They kiss. She smiles up at him.
I'm so glad. Oh, hi, Meg.
Hi.
Can I get you something?
There's no good time to tell you this, so it might as well be now.
I'm sorry, tell me what?
Meg looks away, then turns to Jenny.
Jenny, I'm your second cousin, once removed. And I'm entitled to an equal share of this estate.
I'm sorry, I don't understand, but...
What she's trying to say is that she's contesting Emily's will, right?
Meg presses her lips into a thin line.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Jenny blinks back tears. In the yard, goats climb on chairs. The couple joins Meg in their office.
Emily's will was written in 1965. She left her estate to her caretaker and her cousin Madge.
My mother's aunt.
Yes. I'm related to her on my father's side of the family. The will was written before we were born, but we're both her descendants.
Lawyer never mentioned anything about you, so we're obviously gonna need some proof of what you're saying.
Of course. It's all here.
Meg hands Brian an envelope.
So you and I are family.
On paper. But, I mean, we don't really have any history.
That's all right. You're certainly making history today.
Brian, I understand that you're descended from Emily's caretaker.
Yeah, on my mother's side. Look, what took you so long to come forward?
Well, I work for an accounting firm in Chicago, which is where I normally live.
Right. My mother was from Illinois.
Right. But I've been away working in Tokyo for an extended period of time. The lawyer sent the letter about the house to my address in Chicago. I finally received it, and now here we are.
And where is that exactly?
Technically, it could be argued that I supersede Jenny in the will. But you have a valid claim, and you've made improvements on the house, so I am willing to settle for a third of the estate.
Oh, this is a lot to take in.
Yeah. I understand. Consult your lawyer, but I can assure you that all of my documentation is correct.
So what happens next?
Well, I will do some research to assess the value of the property. You can buy me out, or we can sell it. I have no preference.
Well, I'm afraid we do.
Jenny sets a tray on a counter. Casey walks in.
I have no living relatives. It was just, I'm so unexpected to find out that I have family.
Yeah, that matters.
I'm so upset about the house. I mean, we may have to sell it if we can't buy her out.
What? I'm sure it won't come to that.
And not to mention, I'm about to get married.
Yeah, you certainly are.
Right? I mean, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm worried all at the same time.
And just slow down and take it all in order.
I feel like my brain is just this avalanche of what ifs. I mean, maybe we should move up the wedding date just in case we lose the house.
To when?
Sometime before Meg checked in.
At the general store, Brian visits Tommy.
I don't know, I just don't want Jenny to know how worried I am about her, you know?
And I suggest you wear a bag over your head.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy. I think I worked on Wall Street. I can hide my anxiety, but I appreciate it.
Well, that's because everyone there is too anxious to even notice.
Do you know we took a second mortgage out on the house to do the remodel? Tommy, we can't afford to buy Meg out.
How much does she want?
Not much. She hasn't given us a number or anything, but whatever it is, it's a whole lot more than what we've got.
Maybe Susan could write another review.
Brian looks away.
Listen, man, I'm taking up too much of your time. Thanks for being a friend, okay? Listen to my problems.
Hey, your problems are mine. I'm your best man.
You are. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep.
Tommy leans against a counter as Brian leaves the store. Tommy knits his brows. On a street lined with shops, people walk on a sidewalk. Meg enters an office.
Andy Howard, nice to meet you.
Meg Riley.
Have a seat, please. So, what brings you to Danfield, Miss Riley?
Meg.
You know, I've never met a Meg I didn't like. Even in movies and books, Meg's always the one you like best.
I'm just trying to determine local property values.
Okay, do you have a specific place in mind?
Yes, it's a house on Maple Lane, Emily's Country Inn.
Oh, that's not for sale. The owners are friends of mine.
I own a piece of the property, and I'd like to see the comps.
Well, I could show you comps of the neighboring houses, but not all comps are comparable. I mean, how can you measure a good time?
I'll settle with square footage and selling price.
That's such a cute little B&B. You know, everyone who stays there leaves happier than when they arrived.
I'm just gathering information.
Okay, well, why don't you give me your email and I'll send over what I have.
She hands him her card.
How do you feel about Meg's now?
Well, I guess it depends on how this goes.
Meg nods. In the living room, Jenny folds a bath towel. Meg hesitates outside the door.
I feel like I should knock.
Why? You're a guest here. Or the owner. This is also awkward. I'm sorry, I just don't really know what to say.
That makes two of us.
Have a seat.
Jenny sets the towel aside, then sits down. Meg joins her on the sofa.
I mean, we are related. I would love to know more about you. You're from Chicago?
Born and raised by my mother. My parents divorced when I was a kid.
I was raised by my mother. My father passed away. Sorry. Thanks. So, do you have any other family?
Just you, I guess.
Are you married?
I was engaged. That didn't work out. After we split up, my whole world was up in the air. Then I found out about this house.
You know what? The same thing happened to me. I had a boyfriend, Daryl. And we broke up, and that's when I found out I inherited this place.
Meg smiles.
Sorry.
Meg checks her phone.
It's my boss. I have to take this.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yes, Madeline. Okay, I'll check my laptop and I'll call you right back.
Meg shakes her head.
I do all the work and she gets all the credit. It's getting really old.
Outside a flower shop.
So, in a fall wedding, the flowers are everything.
Well, carnations are a little overdone, don't you think? But to be honest, they're calling to me.
They meet with a florist.
This ties in all the colors of the season. Orange for the altar.
Mm. But I think lavender would be a really nice contrasting color. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But just practicing for married life, right?
Handsome and witty.
What do you think?
Well, I think it looks fallish. I'm a little worried about the gladiolas, you know, overpowering the yellow roses.
Brian, those aren't gladiolas. They're orchids.
Okay. I have no idea.
I predict a happy marriage.
You know what? Do you want to come to the wedding?
Jenny smiles.
I'd be delighted.
Brian holds the invitation.
No. Standing room only.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to come to the wedding? No? Okay.
At the inn.
Are you leaving?
I can't take any more time off work. I have to get home.
What about house?
I've calculated everything from property values to taxes. My share of the estate is worth $126,000.
The couple stares at Meg.
I've tried to be as fair and accurate as possible.
Oh, of course you are.
Feel free to show it to your lawyer and let me know if you have any questions.
Right. Did you at least have a good time here?
It was very nice. But is it a good financial risk? The number of B&Bs in this area is statistically very unfavorable.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cut and dry. I mean, you know, I'm a bottom line guy myself.
Meg looks down and smiles.
It's a professional hazard. I turn everything into numbers.
Right.
Look, let me know what you decide, and we'll take it from there.
Of course.
And the food was really good. Thank you.
Jenny opens her arms as Meg turns away.
I'm not good at goodbyes.
Right.
Meg leaves. Jenny turns to Brian.
I mean, what are we gonna do now?
He frowns. In town, they climb out of Jenny's car.
You know, first time we met was in a lawyer's office.
Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago, huh? Yeah,
so much has changed, I can hardly believe it.
Here we are. Positive thoughts. Let's see how this goes.
I reviewed Emily's will and all of Meg Riley's documentation, and what she asserts is correct.
Well, then why didn't anybody tell us about her?
Well, the will was written in 1965, over 50 years ago. And tracing down the descendants of the beneficiaries who have deceased was a very difficult task. Mr. Simon sent out letters, made many calls. You two were the only ones who responded.
Okay, well then, so what are our options?
Well, I suppose you could go to court, but that could cost you more than you owe her. But my advice, just pay her off.
I mean, we wish we could.
Well, it might just be easier to sell the property. I'm terribly sorry, but I'm doing court.
Yes. Well, listen, thank you for seeing us in such short notice.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
Appreciate it.
In a hallway.
Makes me think about the first time we went to see the house.
Yeah, I thought it was a wreck.
I thought it was perfect.
Remember how I was so determined to sell that house? No, I'd do anything to keep it.
We're not gonna lose our home.
I know.
Brian holds his phone.
Now, listen, come on. Let me just bring you some samples. You will not be disappointed. Trust me, these are the best muffins you've ever eaten in your life. Okay, that's what I like to hear. Okay, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you. Bye. Jenny!
In the kitchen.
Okay, now you know I've been chasing all these orders.
Right.
Unfortunately, honey, it's not going to be enough. We need to land ourselves a big fish.
Okay, so do you have any particular fish in mind?
I do. I mean, it's a long shot because obviously they're a huge chain, but I was thinking Township Foods.
They would be the perfect fit.
I know, right? But I can't get an appointment. They have all these suppliers. It's like you need to know somebody to get in the door.
So we'll find someone.
I love your optimism.
I love you.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Jenny finishes boxing pastries. Later, Brian works on a laptop.
Hey, so listen, I've been studying the marketplace. It is all about finding the right vendors.
Great. Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have an appointment with the baker.
Right. Cake before commerce.
All right, let's go.
Great.
Have we decided what kind of cake it is?
Outside.
Why are we way out here in Buckingham again?
Because he's the best baker in Bucks County.
Oh, come on. Except for you.
Aw, thank you. But I'm the bride. I can't make my own cake.
Sure.
Now listen, I have been dreaming about this forever. So just let me take the lead with frosting and filling.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
They sit with the baker and three cake samples.
So I want all the tiers to relate, yet be distinct, gaining in flavor and intensity as they ascend.
She's a baker.
Can you add Grand Marnier to the batter before it thickens?
Sure, I guess I could do that.
I would love a chocolate ganache filling with ribbons of buttercream on every tier, except the third.
Oh, what happens on the third tier?
A raspberry buttercream filling with a white chocolate amaretto glaze and a crown of flowers that match my bouquet.
I've been baking wedding cakes for 22 years, and nobody has ever been that precise. How about you? Do you have any tier-by-tier requests?
Nope.
Jenny smiles.
A lot of couples come through those doors, but you two I won't forget.
Aw. Do you want to come to the wedding?
I've never been asked before.
Sure.
Thank you. What do you know? I'll finally get to eat my own cake.
You better show up early, because half the planet's coming.
That's beautiful.
In the yard, Brian belts.
That's going backwards. How you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
Getting the hang of it. Oh, hold on. Hello? Hello? Yeah. How are you? Thanks for the call back. Oh, yes, of course. I mean, pricing's always negotiable with a first-time vendor. Well, you know, I was thinking, let's start with the croissants and let's see how it goes. All right, looking forward to it. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yes! Hey, don't forget to get married, huh?
Huh?
I already ordered my suit.
Really? They make them that big?
The sleeves are a little short, but all eyes will be on the bride.
Brian!
Brian!
Gotta cut this. Yeah, babe.
Brian! Okay, I just talked to Nancy.
Who's Nancy?
The mailman's wife.
Wife, of course.
So her brother works for Township Foods. They're giving us an appointment.
Are you serious? Yes! Oh, way to go, partner!
Isn't it amazing how things work out? See? Oh, we're just meant to keep the inn.
Okay, let's not tempt fate here.
Okay.
Until we have a deal.
Goodbye.
Up top. Too slow.
But
okay.
Every time. Every time.
I'm hungry. Good Doing for a lot you. Of hard work out here.
In the bakery kitchen.
These are really, really good.
Really? Those are gingerbread scones with a candied cranberry filling.
Mm.
Township Foods likes to help their customers celebrate the seasons.
Well, you certainly have enough samples.
Wait, did you try the cornbread baguette?
Oh.
Try that. Let me know what you think.
I just worry that you're taking on too much.
Oh, Brian's at the inn, and look, it is a lot of work, but there's just so much at stake with this meeting.
You guys are going to do great.
In the yard.
So listen, samples will sell themselves, right? And we don't want this pitch to become too pedantic. She's a regional VP. She's not going to give us much time.
The pitch is perfect.
Okay, well, thank you.
And you look cute in your suit.
Cute? I was kind of going for hot, but I'll take cute.
At Township Foods.
I don't know when she'll have an opening. I'll let you know.
Hi. We are here to see Janet.
Oh, Janet got delayed at corporate headquarters in Denver. She missed her flight.
So she's not here.
Hello? Her schedule's just so jam-packed. It could be weeks. I'll let you know.
We're from Jenny's home.
Right, we had an appointment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it couldn't be helped. Well, these look really good.
Would you like to try one?
I am on a diet.
Can you do me a huge favor then? Give this to Janet, have her take a look at it. That's her history, projected sales, background, all that stuff.
Okay. You can leave the samples if you'd like. And I'll let you know when there's an opening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. These look really great.
As Jenny and Brian walk out of the office, Janet's assistant reaches for a box of samples. At the inn, Jenny washes dishes.
If we move, I'm taking the sink.
Brian rubs her shoulders.
I don't want it singing to anyone else either.
He kisses her head.
I better get ready. Alice went through a lot of trouble to throw me a shower.
Balloons decorate a porch.
So funny.
Well, you never know.
In Alice's living room, women gather.
Ladies,
the wedding is only 3 weeks away.
We're so excited. Thank you, Alice. This is just so nice. I'm having such a good time.
Good. As far as bridal showers go, you pretty much nailed it.
Why, thank you. Speaking of good times, how are things going at the inn?
Okay. You know what? We're getting a lot of reservations thanks to your blog.
I'm happy to hear it.
Brian pops in.
Oh. Wow. Hi. In the front room. Sorry. Ladies, I didn't mean to crash the party.
The more the merrier.
Right. Jenny, this news couldn't wait. The regional VP, not to mention all of her staff, loved your sample so much, we just got an order from Township Foods. I don't know, big deal.
Does this mean I won't be losing my favorite neighbors?
That, and if we sell well, I think we're gonna get a contract.
Jenny crosses the room to hug Brian.
So we may be okay.
I think we're gonna be great.
Well, it's Emily's country, and there's only happy endings allowed.
Indeed.
The couple grins.
Oh.
At a desk, Brian works on a laptop. He picks up his phone.
Hey, Harry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Brian, how's everything going?
I'm just expanding Jenny's Home Baked. It's my new calling.
Maybe I can help you network the company as it grows.
You know what? I think it's a great idea.
Had a quick question for you about the wedding.
Okay, what's up?
I was thinking of asking Casey to be my date.
Ooh, I think I like that idea.
But don't say anything to Jenny. Not yet.
Why, are you nervous?
I don't do nervous.
Oh.
I just, we flirted a few times, and I thought it would be fun.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will text you her number.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, love it, boy.
In the yard, Brian, Tommy, and Frank build.
It's like, guys, this gazebo has all these angles where the wood intersects and stuff. I mean, don't you guys have anything like a curved nail or something?
Yeah, we can barely keep them in stock.
I find that funny, all right? You're the pros. Tommy, Frank, come on. You guys got to help me out. You know what you're doing.
Well, semi-pros. I actually got laid off by my boss recently. Not enough gazebos going up, I guess.
You're a semi-pro now? You brought a semi-pro?
He's been working for me part-time.
Hey, you know anybody needs a handyman or whatever I could use to work?
Actually, you know what? I think I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Me. Tommy, come on. I mean, Jenny and I, we're working full time. We're running the B&B. We're preparing for a wedding. We're slammed. We need somebody that can deliver her baked goods to all the vendors in the state. What do you say?
That does work perfect. I delivered pizza out of that van before.
See, you delivered pizzas out of that van.
Yeah, it seems like a win-win. Hey, you know what? I'll even throw in a box of curb nails.
Why don't we just throw you in the box?
In the bakery kitchen, trays of pastries rest on the counter.
I can't believe we're about to make our first delivery to Township Foods.
How's everything going with the wedding?
Oh, there's still so much to do. I just feel like my day never ends.
Casey smiles.
Harry called me.
And what did he say?
He asked me to be his date for the wedding.
And what did you say?
I said yes. I didn't even hesitate. Coy has never really worked for me, so I thought I'd try honest. Thing is, I like the guy.
You know what? If I've learned anything about love, it's that liking the guy is all that matters. I mean, I'm about to marry my best friend.
You're about to burn your strudel.
Oh, thank you.
Jenny opens an oven.
And think about it. If I hadn't inherited the house, I never would have met Brian. I never would have met you or Vern, and you would have met Harry.
It's just one date.
Yeah, but you met at Emily's romantic country inn. Come on, that's all I'm going to say. Until I say I hope it works out.
Casey rolls her eyes and grins. In the inn's kitchen, Brian pours pancake batter on a griddle. Jenny walks through the door.
Oh, what are you doing?
Hey, well, you know, you weren't here, so I figured I'd start breakfast. I am making pumpkin pancakes. I mean, come on, how hard it can be, right? I've seen you make it at least a dozen times.
He taps one with a spatula.
Well done.
That one's hard. Oh. Yeah, that one's going to the goats. What? You gonna play with it? You wanna play frisbee?
Yeah, no. We could, but yeah. Let me take over. I'll do this batch.
Well, I'm doing good.
No, you did great. I'll handle this next batch.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess I will go set the table.
Good idea.
She smiles. Just there. She sets aside Brian's pancakes. In the yard, goats run.
Okay.
Brian loads a van with baked goods.
All right. Give me one more.
What a way to start the day, right?
Yeah. Hi, Frank. It's time to hit the road, buddy.
Okay. I will call you guys as soon as I make the delivery.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Good luck, bud.
In the living room.
Okay. We can finally relax for a minute and talk about the wedding.
Yes.
Together.
I'm here.
Okay. So I need to call the florist.
I've also ordered all the champagne.
Oh, perfect. Do you think Frank could pick up the extra chairs with his van? I just want to make sure we have enough.
Sure, I mean, yeah. I mean, seeing Frank, I don't know why he hasn't called me yet.
He's probably stuck in traffic or something.
Absolutely not. This is not happening.
Smoke pours from the van.
Okay. This is not happening. Oh, no. Okay.
Frank parks the van on the side of a rural road and climbs out. As he lifts the hood, smoke pours out.
Oh, boy. This is not okay.
Brian peers at his watch.
Brian,
yes?
It's not going to help to watch the clock. We need to plan.
I know. He's supposed to make this delivery by now, so.
Frank raises his phone into the air. He searches for a signal, then climbs on top of the van.
Okay.
He dials.
There he is. Frank.
Frank!
Hey, Frank, yeah, can you hear me?
Brian.
Frank, I can't hear you.
What's wrong?
Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you make the delivery?
The van, it broke down. I've been...
Where are you?
Brian?
Can't hear
Frank?
Anything.
Hello?
Brian, are you there?
Frank knits his brows.
That's great, awesome. His van broke down.
Oh, no.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jenny looks down.
Man. Okay.
Brian paces.
Okay. I'm gonna fix this. Okay, I'm gonna call Township Foods. Trust me, I'm gonna fix this. I need a moment. Where's their number here? Okay.
As Brian dials his phone, Jenny stares at her notes for the wedding. She stands and leaves the room. Outside, she rocks on a wooden swing. Brian joins her.
Well, We lost the account. And our reputation, I think, just took a hit.
Jenny blinks back tears.
Jenny, I don't know. It's a lot harder building a company than it looks.
We can come back from this.
Jenny, the timing couldn't be worse. Come on, we're getting married. We don't even know if we have a home.
He wraps his arm around her shoulders.
Come here.
Jenny rests against his shoulder.
I'm sorry.
He rubs her arm as the swing rocks gently. In the yard, goats play on hay bales. In the dining room, the couple sits at a table.
We need to call Meg.
I know, but what are we gonna say?
Don't get upset. I was thinking that maybe we would just postpone the wedding and use that money to pay off whatever we owe her.
Brian, we've sent out invitations. People have accepted. I mean, we've ordered flowers and cakes, and we've put deposits down. And look, I know those are just logistic issues, but there's a bigger issue.
What?
I don't want to wait to be your wife.
Brian smiles. He leans toward her.
And I don't want to wait to be your husband. Come here.
They kiss. In the barn, Brian feeds the goats.
Hey, listen, I don't have any paper. Princess, I don't, but I have this. Okay, remember, little feed for once. You're gonna act like a little princess, aren't you?
He picks up his phone.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Where are you?
I'm actually in my barn.
It was one of my goats.
Unlike your goat, I don't know what to say.
Well, why don't you start by telling me why you're calling?
I have to be in the city tomorrow, and I was hoping we could have lunch.
Perhaps you could bring the bride-to-be.
We've never met.
Dad, Jenny and I are really busy. It's not really...
We haven't seen each other in quite some time. I think we need to break the ice before the wedding.
Brian shuts his eyes.
Okay, fine. You know what, Dad, you're right, yeah.
Heritage House, 1 o'clock?
Sure, sounds great.
Good.
See you then.
Bye, son.
Bye.
Brian hangs up. In a restaurant, Brian and Jenny have lunch with Brian's father.
Okay.
So, am I as forbidding as my son suggested?
In a really good way.
As tactful as she is pretty, it's impossible not to like this girl.
And she's also an amazing chef.
Oh, he's just prejudiced.
And clearly in love.
As am I.
As the wedding would indicate.
We're so happy that you can make it.
I'm looking forward to seeing this rural paradise the two of you have inherited.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's actually really especially lovely this time of year.
Mm. I hope you'll forgive me for being frank.
Frank is overrated, Dad.
I'm your father. If I don't say it, who will?
It's okay.
What do you have against New York?
Nothing. I used to live here. I just really prefer my home in the country.
You know what? Why don't we order? And then we can continue on with the Inquisition.
I just find it regrettable that my son has to choose between his career and the woman he wants to marry.
Yeah, well, it's a decision I made on my own free will, Dad.
You're an innkeeper with a herd of goats. Do you find that fulfilling?
You never met my goats.
Brian's father stares at him, then turns to Jenny.
I apologize if I'm overstepping. I just felt it needed to be said.
I appreciate your honesty.
This is actually him on his best behavior.
Who would I be if I didn't meddle?
I have no idea. I have a great idea. Let's try and find out. What do you think?
I'll try my best.
Oh. To trying your best.
To trying.
They toast with wine glasses. At the inn, Jenny wears oven mitts.
Honey, will you grab the phone, please?
Okay. Emily's Country Inn.
Brian. It's Meg.
Oh, hey there, Meg.
I was wondering if you could tell me what you've decided.
You know, it's funny you should say that. We were just talking about you. I was actually going to call you,
And what were you going to say?
Brian, I can't wait much longer.
Well, look, obviously we're trying to expand Jenny's company. She makes these incredible baked goods.
Yes, I've tried them.
And we just need more vendors to carry her product.
It could take years to turn a significant profit.
Well aware of that, which is why we're looking at other options.
Look,
I'm planning a trip there this weekend.
Let's try to get this resolved.
Great. Can't wait to see you. Bye-bye.
On the gazebo, goats munch feet. Brian sands a railing, then looks up.
Hey, babe. Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Take a break.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you.
Sure.
Jenny hands him a glass. They sit on the gazebo steps.
All right, what's up?
I just can't stop thinking about Meg and what we're going to tell her.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about that, and I could go and ask my dad for a loan. But, of course, he's going through the divorce. I'm sure money's tight.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea, actually, is it?
No, I agree.
And there's Harry. You know, he's got lots of money, but he just bought that condo.
You know what? We'll figure it out.
Well, hello.
Hi.
You could breed goats. Seem to be good at that.
Not exactly sure Meg would see the potential in that.
Yeah.
Hi.
Could be a stand-up comic.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even need an act. You just need your toolbox.
He puts his arm around her shoulders.
If we have to sell the house, we could always, you know, come out here to the gazebo and stay with the goats. When they tap on the wood, it's actually soothing. Puts me to sleep. It's cold at night, but their fur makes me warm.
Thanks for always making me laugh.
As long as we have each other, right?
Yeah.
They kiss.
I love you.
He leans into her hair. Goats graze in the inn's yard. Meg carefully steps around them as she carries her luggage.
Shoot. Wait.
Jenny walks outside.
Hi, Meg.
You need to curb your goats.
Oh, they're very friendly. I have a new room ready for you.
They go inside.
Sorry about the welcoming committee.
I'm sure she's harmless, but it was a little jarring.
I mean, technically, one of the goats is yours.
Oh. Well, you can consider my third of the herd a wedding gift.
At a table, Brian smiles. Meg and Jenny sit down.
Look, I need you to make a decision on the house.
Meg, we're trying. Believe me.
If you can't afford to buy me out, we can sell it. I'm sure your attorney agreed it's the only practical thing to do.
That's the thing, though. This house has never been practical. And that is just what I love about it, you know, the singing sink and the creaking stairs, and it's just all the memories they bring to mind.
How can you have an emotional attachment to plumbing?
Meg raises her brows. Later, she carries her luggage to the staircase.
I'll be in my third of the house.
You know, Jenny and I once divided this house in half.
Yeah, but we shared the kitchen.
We were barely speaking. Then we fell in love.
Jenny and Brian smile at each other. Meg peers at her phone, then climbs the stairs.
The romance of this place escapes me.
Brian nods as Jenny blinks rapidly.
Family, huh?
Wow.
In town, trees with bright red leaves grow near buildings. Brian walks into the general store. Inside, Tommy sorts items into bins.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Hey, look, I'm sorry about the van breaking down.
I don't have to worry about it. It's fine. It's okay.
I'm still out of those curved nails.
Yeah.
What do you need?
I don't need anything, Tommy. Just a friend.
Came to the right place.
Tommy smiles.
Tommy, it looks like we're gonna have to sell the house.
Oh, man, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, that house feels like home. It's hard to come by, so.
Yeah, it is. I wish there was something I could do.
You're doing it. I don't think so. I came in here, I felt horrible, and.
Tommy stands up.
No, I just feel short.
Well, I can't help you with that, buddy.
Have a good day, Stretch.
On a patio.
I'm glad.
You know, I hate to overshadow the groom. But I look mighty good in my new suit.
I am sure you do.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I think I'm more excited about this wedding than the bride is.
Jenny looks down.
I have to tell you something.
You're not getting cold feet.
About me and Brian?
Yeah.
No, never.
Then why the furrowed brow?
Emily means so much to me.
Vern nods.
Sorry, I just don't know what to do. We may lose the house.
What?
Jenny nods tearfully.
That's not what Emily would have wanted. I hate the thought of losing you and Brian.
We don't want to lose you either.
Her chin trembles.
We really don't.
At the inn.
The real estate market is stable, but this house is old. It's not increasing in value. And B&Bs often go under.
Do you like being an accountant?
Meg eyes him.
Yes. Numbers are always predictable, no surprises.
Unlike people.
That's right.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And he smiles. He studies Meg's face. She looks away.
So the barn. That won't appeal to everyone.
Oh, well, Jenny.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Meg.
I know this is odd to say, but I'm sorry you may be selling the house.
Yeah. But you know what? If it has to be with someone, I'm glad it's with a friend. I know you'll be fair to everyone.
I mean, it won't sell right away. And then there's the escrow.
Andy turns to Meg.
Are you going to the wedding?
Oh, of course she is. Your family. You too, Andy. I hope you can make it.
Oh, nothing I love more than a wedding.
Good. I have to get an Emmy clutch, so.
Jenny smiles and waves as she heads toward the house.
They don't make them nicer than your cousin.
Distant cousin. We hardly know each other.
Maybe you should close that distance.
Maybe so.
Meg knits her brows and walks away. Andy watches her go. He smiles and shakes his head. Near the gazebo, Jenny and Brian hold hands as they walk.
Oh, I love everything about that house.
I know you do, honey.
I know we have to sell it. I just haven't wanted to say that out loud.
Well, you did. World didn't end, right? Come on. It's a wonderful chapter in our lives.
I just hope whoever buys it knows how lucky they are.
I hope whoever buys it doesn't decide to tear it down.
What do you mean?
Jenny, come on. A developer goes in there. I'm not going to appreciate the idiosyncrasies as much as you and me.
No, I can't think about that. Let's just think about the memories.
Okay, the memories. Do you remember when it rained in each one of our bedrooms? Remember our first kiss?
Yeah.
They share a smile.
Gabby having the kids in the barn.
And when I proposed to you?
And then you proposed.
Again?
All over again.
He rubs her arms.
Hey. We may lose the house. But it's the memories we keep.
As she blinks back tears, he kisses her forehead and rubs her shoulder. In the yard, two goats climb on hay bales. Meg wears workout gear. Slowly, she walks toward the goats. One goat stands on a table and munches flowers. Meg smiles, then reaches out her hand to pet one.
Hi there. Goats go, I guess you're kind of cute.
The goats continue to climb and munch flowers. Meg walks toward the house. Brian reaches for the phone.
Emily's Country Inn. I'm afraid the inn is gonna be closing.
Meg overhears.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. All right, well, thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Jenny steps out of the kitchen.
Hey, I'm actually just making lunch.
I have to work.
Well, I could bring you a sandwich to your room.
Why are you so nice to me?
Because that's who she is. House or no house, nothing is going to change that.
Meg nods.
Spoken like a man in love.
I am.
He smiles at Jenny.
Let me know if you change your mind.
About selling the house?
No, about the sandwich.
Oh, my mistake. I'm not used to trusting people.
Yeah, I wasn't either until I met Jenny.
Meg walks to the stairs, then turns to them.
I envy you both.
Meg turns and carries her phone upstairs. Jenny watches her go, then turns to Brian.
I'm hungry, I'll take that sandwich.
Okay.
Later, Meg fills a kettle.
I don't get it.
How can you be so fond of a sink?
You had to be there, I guess.
Be where? When?
When we first moved in, the sink was stopped up. We couldn't afford a plumber, so Brian fixed it himself.
Fixed might be a misnomer.
Yeah.
Jenny grins.
Every time I turn it on, I just remember how proud he was. And I get serenaded at the same time.
I'm not sure a prospective buyer will see it as an asset.
Like I said, you had to be there.
At sunset, Jenny and Brian sit in the yard on the wooden swing. Goats frolic.
We are watching every single sunset until the day we move.
You do know you can take the sunset with you, you know that, right?
They stare into the yard.
You're gonna have to find a place big enough for four goats.
No. Four goats and a gazebo. After all that hard work, I'm not leaving that behind.
They smile and rock the swing. Brian points to a goat as it munches grass.
So cute. Oh. I want the wedding to be our big send-off. Mm. You know, like a celebration of all that Emily's given us.
It's a lot of pressure, honey. You have to practice that kiss.
They share a smile. Then, Jenny leans toward Brian for a kiss. As the kiss ends, he wraps his arm around her shoulders. She rests her head against his shoulder as they look at the sunset.
This is as good as a sunset kiss, isn't it?
Yeah.
As the sun sets, they watch the goats graze on a green lawn. In Meg's room, Meg sits on the bed and types on a laptop.
Come in.
Jenny holds a mug.
I brought you some hot apple cider. I thought you might like some.
Thank you.
Sure. It's from our apple tree behind the barn. I just want you to understand why I love this place so much. You know, maybe if you knew more about Emily.
Who neither of us ever met.
Right.
Jenny looks down, then smiles.
When I first moved in, I found this card. It was from someone named Lester. And Vern told me that was actually his brother.
Vern.
You'll meet him at the wedding. He's giving me away.
Meg smiles. She glances at her laptop.
Lester and Emily were deeply in love, but he died in the war. And after that, she closed herself off and she lived the rest of her life alone.
Why are you telling me this?
Because Emily's your family. And she connects you and me.
Meg gives a small smile, then looks down.
After I got engaged, I went out and bought the dress. I had the guest list, the whole nine yards. And then it ended. I haven't been particularly lucky in love.
I'm so sorry you went through that.
I'm not good at talking about myself. It never seems to get me anywhere.
Well, I appreciate you opening up.
Jenny smiles. Meg knits her brows.
I really need to get back to work.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
As Jenny leaves the room, Meg turns to the nightstand next to the bed. She picks up the mug of apple cider. Meg glances at the door, then sips from the mug. In the living room, Jenny tries on her wedding shoes. She playfully shuffles her feet.
Hey, babe.
Oh, no, don't look, don't look, don't look.
Okay.
It's bad luck to see the shoes before the wedding.
I think that only applies to the dress, honey.
I'm not taking any chances.
Okay.
Okay, you can look.
Good. My father just called.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Yeah, he said he's coming tomorrow and he wants to stay at the house. And I think that's really bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, that's Meg and your dad at the house at the same time, and the wedding's in a week.
I was thinking maybe skip town and elope.
That's a bad joke. Poorly timed. Okay, I'm out of here. Didn't see the shoes, but they're to die for.
I'm getting married. Oh, I'm getting married.
Jenny jumps up and down, then picks up the shoebox. In the driveway, Brian and his dad park.
What?
They climb out of Brian's truck. Brian's dad looks at a welcome sign. He gestures to the truck as Brian grabs luggage from the truck bed.
Why did you get a pickup truck?
It came with a house, Dad. Let's go. Get your bag.
Brian's dad pulls a bag from the truck.
I left my magazine on the train.
Oh, that's too bad. Gabby will be disappointed.
Gabby the goat?
Yeah.
She can read.
No, she eats paper, Dad. You know, newspapers, spreadsheets. In fact, she also eats all my resumes because she knows I'm not going to need them anymore.
I hope she's mistaken.
They walk through the yard. Brian's dad peers at the house. Fall flowers bloom in the garden.
It's smaller than I imagined. But quite charming.
Okay, yeah. Except for the for sale sign. Appreciate that, Dad.
Feed it to your goat.
Yeah. So glad you're here, Pops.
In a bedroom, Brian's dad unpacks shirts from his luggage. He stands near a window. Jenny peers into the room.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring you some towels and a blanket.
Thank you.
Of course. Let me know if you need anything else.
Well, there is something, actually.
He sits on the edge of the bed.
Some perspective.
Okay.
He peers up at her.
Does Brian ever talk about me?
Of course, yeah, he does.
I could use a little guidance. Just a sense of where I stand.
She looks down and blanks.
I think he misses you. And not just recently, but what might have been when he was growing up.
He nods.
I put my work first, all too often. And then after the divorce, his mother remarried and they moved away and...
He shakes his head.
You need to get to know him.
He looks up at her.
Thank you, Jenny.
Of course.
He smiles. In the kitchen, Jenny makes breakfast.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Hey, great. Does this look okay? I mean, what does your dad normally eat for breakfast?
That's something a son should know. I have no idea. I mean, we've never even had breakfast together. So, I'm sorry, honey. I have no idea what he would like for breakfast. I don't even know if he likes me. Really?
Are you okay?
Apparently not. But I'm sure I'll be better if he approves of the way I set the table.
Okay, I don't know if I should worry or laugh.
Yeah, neither do I.
At a dining table, Brian's dad takes a fork full of eggs.
The Eggs Benedict is remarkably good.
I'm so glad you like it.
Your talents are wasted in a B&B. Why limit yourself to breakfast?
Actually, Dad, the name was going to be called a B&B&D. Bed, breakfast, and dinner.
Why not just open a restaurant?
Well, that was kind of Brian's idea. We might do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be in the inn.
But what about the company? I mean, would you have enough time?
Well, Jenny's Home Baked has been taking off, right? I mean, a lot of vendors are carrying our product.
Yeah, and thanks to Brian.
I'm just building something I believe in.
The couple smiles.
If you'll excuse me, I have to feed the goats.
Words I never thought a son of mine would say.
How about you join me?
If only as an observer. If you'll excuse me, ladies.
Brian and his dad leave the table. Jenny looks down, then smiles at Meg across the table.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really wanted everyone to meet.
You are determined to turn everyone into family.
They smile at each other.
I'm not used to anyone being aware of me, how I might feel. The sandwiches and the hot apple cider. I don't quite know what to make of you.
Meanwhile, in the barn.
Hey, look, I came here for the wedding, not to meddle. It's just really hard for me to grasp the appeal of a provincial life.
Gabby, you know, Dad, my interest in stocks when I was a kid was my way of trying to communicate with my intimidating father.
That was never my intention.
Sure, but it's not who I really am. It's who I was trying to be for you.
Brian reaches for a feed pail.
We had things in common.
Really? Really? Like what?
What about sports? We played our share of basketball in the park.
Dad, come on. We were horrible.
That's something we share. Our lack of athleticism.
Not to mention her sense of humor. You know, Dennis says it all the time. I'm always trying to say something clever, try to be funny. You know why I do it? Because it reminds me of you.
Brian looks down. He fidgets with the pail.
I don't know.
What will you do once the inn is closed?
Oh, just continue to help build up Jenny's Home Baked. Maybe we'll open up a restaurant.
His dad nods.
I know it's not much to you, but what's important to me now, Dad, is being true to myself. I'm doing everything I can to give the love of my life a chance to fill a dream.
His dad nods again. The older man's face crumples.
Achoo!
He wipes his nose.
Pivotal conversation should not take place in barns.
Come on, Dad. Maybe you're allergic to goats.
Brian grins.
I was. And then I built up an immunity. Come here. Come here. Here you go, Ricky. And you know what? And these kids arrived. And I'm fine with them.
My son, the shepherd.
Brian grins and pets Ricky.
And you thought we had nothing in common.
Hey.
Brian holds up Ricky.
Come over here. Come on.
I'm good.
Oh, seriously. Take your jacket off.
No, seriously. I'm good.
In Andy's office, Andy and Meg watch a slideshow of photos taken on the property surrounding the inn.
The land will be the attraction for the out-of-towners. The scenery really is beautiful.
He stares at her.
What?
You seem different.
In what way?
I don't know. Maybe a little less uptight?
She smiles.
Maybe I just needed time off work.
Maybe it's this place.
Or maybe you're just trying to talk me out of selling.
Come on, that's a little cynical, isn't it?
I hope not. I don't want to be.
You can believe the best or the worst about people. I think it's a little less lonely to believe the best.
As he smiles, she peers up at him.
Maybe you're right.
At the bridal shop, Jenny tries on her dress.
What, you don't like the bodice?
Is it too tight? Too loose?
Because it looks great.
No, the dress is perfect. It's everything I dreamed it would be. It's perfect.
Then what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Casey puts her hand on her hip. Jenny looks down.
As I was leaving, Brian told me we might have a buyer for the house.
You're selling the inn?
I'm afraid so.
No. I'm the maid of honor, and my job is to keep you in bride mode until the wedding.
You look beautiful in that dress.
Just focus on that.
Sorry, no, no, no. I am not gonna let anything cast a shadow over the happiest day of my life. I mean, life is a roller coaster, and so is marriage, and Brian and I are so, we're so lucky, because no matter what, we have each other.
Casey smiles.
Wow. The beautiful bride is going to be a very good wife.
You have this maid of honor thing down, Casey.
How does it feel?
It feels like happily ever after. In lace.
Yeah.
Jenny smiles at Casey. Tears glisten in her eyes. In the gazebo, Tommy paints a post as Brian stands nearby. Brian stares out at the yard. Tommy turns to him.
Are you nervous?
No, Tom, I'm not nervous about the wedding. I'm nervous about the house.
Andy meets with a man in a suit.
I think it's gonna sell.
He doesn't look like the Bucks County type.
No, it looks like a developer.
As you can see, it's quite a spacious living room area here. That brings us into the kitchen.
Meg washes dishes.
What's that noise?
It's singing.
Yeah, it is.
The plumbing needs to be redone.
Oh, the house is pretty old. Well, it's got a lot of charm, I'd like to think.
I think I'm going to want to rebuild.
Well, Meg fidgets with a dishcloth. Meanwhile, outside...
So, we just got an offer on the house.
Andy peers up into the gazebo. Tommy stops painting and turns to Brian. Brian tosses a brush down and wipes his hands.
It's fun while it lasted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brian walks into the yard. At the bakery, Tommy pats Andy's shoulder.
I'm really glad you're here, buddy.
Jenny and Brian's friends fill the room. Susan smiles up at Tommy.
Ryan and Jenny mean a lot to this town. So does the inn. Alice would like to say a few words.
Jenny and Brian make me happy. It's that simple. I can't let them lose that place. I'd like to make a contribution. As a measure of my gratitude.
Well, I met Tommy at the inn. I mean, I kept asking for more outlets in my room. It was just an excuse to see you again. I gave the inn 5 stars in my review, but if I could, I would give it 10.
Susan grins, then slips a check in a box. Vern nods at her.
Thank you. That house gave me a lot. Jenny and that guy she's gonna marry. Emily's Country Inn is not gonna close. I guarantee you, folks, not on my watch. Ba-dum-bum.
When I try and do the right thing, I ask myself, what would Jenny do? She would make sure that I'm okay.
You betcha.
And thanks to the inn, I now have a date for the wedding.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Sorry, Vern.
Well, I've never been so happy to lose a commission. Let's save the inn.
I mean, look, we're obviously at Cremacino's. We've got also 10 other locations around the county popping up because
Their friends arrive at the inn.
Alyssa, I'm going to have to call you back. Is that okay? Bye.
Hi.
Tommy. You guys are early. Wedding is until tomorrow.
It's not why we're here.
Where's Jenny?
She's... Come on in. Wow, they just don't stop, do they? Hi, everybody. She's upstairs. I'll go get her. Hi, honey. Jenny.
Hey.
Everybody is here.
Where?
You might want to see this.
What?
Jenny follows Brian downstairs. Their friends crowd into the living room. Meg and Brian's dad stand nearby. Jenny stares with a smile.
What's going on?
Well, we have something we'd like to give you.
Because of everything that you've given us.
So you can stay where you belong.
The couple looks at each other.
This is from all of us.
Tommy hands Brian a check. Brian raises his brows as he takes it. Susan smiles up at Tommy. He puts his arm around her shoulder. Brian and Jenny look up from the check. They stare at their friends.
That's $32,000.
It's a down payment on what you owe.
We're hoping it's enough to buy them a bit more time.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
Meg smiles tearfully.
This is remarkable. I've never seen anything like it. Look, I don't want to be the bad guy in this story.
Andy watches as Meg turns to Jenny and Brian.
I want you and Brian to keep the house.
Jenny hugs Meg.
We're gonna pay you back every single dime.
Meg smiles.
I know. I trust you. We're family.
Meg, thank you. You guys, this is,
wow.
The bottom of our hearts.
Thank you so much.
This is way too generous.
I don't know what to say. Wow.
I am beginning to understand what you see in this place.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Flowers decorate the gazebo. Nearby, chairs sit in rows. Goats explore their new surroundings. In the house, Brian wears a suit.
Dad?
Yes?
Can you help me with this, Tom?
Oh, sure.
Just, I don't know if it's straight or...
I'd be happy to. Just have to make that back loop a little bit there. So, how do you feel?
Like a son.
That's funny. I feel like a father.
They smile.
Well, whatever it is and however we got here, I'll take it.
There you go.
Brian's dad rests his hands on his son's shoulders.
I wish for you a very happy life. Go get married.
Thanks, Dad.
Brian rubs his dad's arm, then walks from the room. His dad watches him with a smile. In front of the mirror, Meg zips the back of Jenny's wedding gown. They grin.
This dress is so perfect.
Thanks.
But there's something missing.
There is?
Meg hands Jenny a pair of earrings.
I thought you might like to wear these.
Meg, these are beautiful.
They're only on loan.
Jenny puts them on.
Something borrowed. Something blue. They were my grandmother's. She said they were a gift from her cousin.
Maybe they were from Emily.
That's what I was thinking. What I was hoping.
They smile again. Meg fluffs the skirt of Jenny's gown. Jenny and Meg face each other.
Coming here and meeting you has made me rethink my priorities. I'm thinking of opening my own firm. Maybe even here.
So, I'll be seeing more of you?
A lot more.
You know, I always thought I was alone. But now we have each other.
They smile tearfully. Casey peeks in.
Knock, knock. It's almost time.
You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be. And unbearably happy.
In the yard, goats wear corsages.
Thanks.
Brian, Tommy, and Casey wait in the gazebo. Guests rise when Jenny and Vern arrive.
I guess that's our cue.
Vern walks Jenny down the aisle.
Forever could never be long enough for me. I feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do.
Brian meets them in front of the gazebo.
You're one lucky duck. So is the bird.
Love has surely shifted my way. Marry me.
The couple steps onto the gazebo.
Staying every day.
We're gathered together today to join Jenny and Brian in marriage. Brian, do you take Jenny to be your wife, to have and to hold from this day forward?
I do.
Jenny? Do you take Brian to be your husband, to have and to hold from this day forward?
I do. Forever and ever and ever.
The couple grins at each other.
Jenny, you are my North Star. I believe in you, and I love you more and more with every breath. I'm honored, and I'm privileged to have you as my wife.
Brian, you are the love I always hoped I'd find. We just needed Emily to introduce us. You are my destiny. You are my happiness. You are my heart. And I love you.
toolbox and all. I love you.
Tommy gives the couple their rings.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
They kiss.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may continue to kiss the bride.
The couple smiles at each other, then smiles at their friends and family.
Are you ready to start the rest of our lives?
They walk down the aisle together.
If I ever get the nerve to say hello in this cafe, say you will.
Okay. All right. All right.
Say you will.
Okay.
At an outdoor reception, the couple kisses. Tommy rises from his seat with a glass of champagne.
Hey. Ryan and Jenny. Or a lesson in love. The inn was just a house until you brought it to life. And all of us are mighty grateful you did.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy smiles.
To the bride and groom.
To the bride and groom.
Thanks, Tommy.
And to Emily, wherever you are, I bet you're smiling.
To Emily.
Emily.
Jenny grins.
Our cake.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Jenny and Brian hold a cake knife. They cut a slice of cake. Then, they kiss. Jenny picks up the cake slice.
You gonna feed me first?
She tosses a bouquet.
One!
The bouquet falls to the ground. Casey snatches it up with a grin. As the sun sets, Jenny and Brian share their first dance on a wooden dance floor. At tables nearby, some guests rise from their chairs. Slowly, guests join Jenny and Brian on the dance floor. Meg smiles up at Andy as they begin to slow dance. Tommy and Susan hold hands as they walk onto the dance floor. Harry spins Casey. She grins. Brian shares a smile with his dad. Jenny smiles up at Brian. She wraps her arms around him, then rests her face on his shoulder. Guests fill the dance floor and mingle at tables. In the distance, goats graze on the lawn in front of Emily's Country Inn. Behind the inn, a tree with red leaves.